Well, smack my ass and shave my balls. It's the best damn podcast from Chippewa Falls.
And we're on.
Hey.
Hey, we are. Are we live?
We are.
We're on air.
We're on air.
Oh, we can't see the sign anymore.
Oh, we were just talking about that. You're a little late.
Well, I don't know if I'm on or not.
Yeah, well, we're going to get the carpenters in here. We'll get that taken care of.
Yes. All right. Welcome to Tales from the Hicks. This is week 7. My name is Nate.
Hey, I'm Jason.
And I'm Chad.
This is Ben.
And I'm Taylor.
Hey, we got a special guest here in the podcast room. This is Tanner. This is my son, the one that I was talking about driving around. And if you want to say hello,
hi, my name is Tanner. That's my dad.
Yeah.
Proud to meet me.
First time he's claimed that.
It's been a long time, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That's kind of turned
out. Am I too loud to hear it?
Loud.
Ooh, this freaks me.
Yeah. This talks out.
Just light whisper.
All right.
There we go.
Well, it's 48 degrees outside and it has a light breeze of 8 miles an hour out of the west.
Nice.
And if you need an update later today, feel free to look out your own window.
There you go.
Ooh, sounds fantastic.
And weather brought to you by Chad.
I've been practicing.
Nice, yeah. That school's been paying off.
It is, yeah. Yep. Online school, but it's good.
Well, online works.
The same online site that Ben got his reverend status from.
That's legit.
Most definitely.
Well, it kind of leads us into our first little segment of the week here, and that is, what did you do this week?
Well, I went up to my cabin just this last weekend, and...
What's the name of that cabin?
The Bear Beaver Lodge.
Oh, yeah. That's very nice.
Yep.
That's the B-A-R-E?
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Not to be confused with the furry bear.
Right. Yeah. It's just
and beaver, like the woodland creature, right? Yes. Not anything else.
Sure. Yeah. For our young listeners, yes. Yeah. Beaver, the animal.
Yeah. So. Known to chop down many large pieces of wood.
Yes.
Hard wood.
Yeah. Oh. Gobble it up.
Yes. Yeah. All shapes and sizes.
Yep. More commonly referred to as south mouth.
That is, I can say I've never heard it until now.
Just around the south mouth.
Yep. Or front butt, if you want.
Yeah, I've heard that one.
Yeah, like the south mouth.
That's sure. Good. No, we just went up there, went out to eat, cut a bunch of trees down, and woke up to snow.
Mm. Awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool because we have a wood stove there.
I like that wood stove.
Adds to it when you wake up and look out and
I add to it. I do.
Yeah, well, I know you do. That's
So when the thermostat blinks because it doesn't fucking go any higher. Yeah.
And that's really bad because it's not even digital, so that it's hot when it's blinking.
Yeah. It's the thermostat actually crying for help. Please stop.
Yeah. It's got 3 digits in it.
Yeah. 100. That's where I crank it to.
Yeah, it's too hot. Mm-hmm. Doors open, windows, but that's
what it's all about.
Right, and just see,
you can have winter and summer at the same time up there,
and it happens.
Yeah,
it
happens. I know.
Yeah, summer on the sun is what you've got.
Summer from the wood stove.
Yeah, because your nutsack's bouncing off your fucking ankles. It's so hot.
Yeah, when we go up there, and you know Jason's going to be there, the first thing I pack is a pair of shorts. No matter if it's in the middle of winter, negative degrees, that's the first thing that's getting packed.
Banana hammock at all times.
Yeah. It's not a need, it's a necessity.
Yeah. Right, yeah. But yeah, no, that's what I did.
Oh, yeah. Jason, what did you do?
Oh, well, let's see, I got some headlights for Tanner's car, and we put that in and on Tuesday, because Tuesday. Was it Tuesday?
What happened to his other
ones? Was that Tuesday or Wednesday?
I couldn't tell you.
Tuesday. I think it was.
Tanner, I just want to sort of interject too.
Yeah, well.
You don't even have your license yet, and you've already changed the headlight in your vehicle.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I know where my headlights are, and I've had my license for 20 some years. Anyway, carry on.
Yeah.
That's just the difference between us.
The headlights were real cloudy.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Because they had the plastic. Yeah. So I ordered some off the Amazon. And we got some.
Cheap.
Yeah, right.
You actually ordered them?
No, Lazy Helmet.
Okay.
I don't want to get crazy. What the hell?
No illusions there.
You're going to call bullshit.
Mr. Technology here.
Yeah. Hey, sweetie.
Yeah, so we got those up. And
after you're done cleaning up my puke, can you order me something on Amazon? Yeah.
Empty that bucket in the garage, and I need you to order me some headlights off of Amazon.
Yeah.
And then make me a sandwich.
Love you.
And, we put those in, and then, of course, they didn't come with headlights, so we had to go and get the lights. We had to run back to Farm Fleet, get those.
Two times,
yep. And then we had to come back, because not knowing, I got the headlights, because you got a high beam, low beam. And then... on that one has those yellow parking lights, I guess. Mm-hmm. So those were in. Mm-hmm. I had those are separate, and then it had a blinker. So we had to go back to Farmer Fleet, pick those back up again. So,
did you try any of the homeschool remedies for cleaning up the foggy lenses before you?
No, because I am glad I didn't. Because when we did take it apart, there's water running out of the lights itself.
That's usually not a good thing,
right? No. So I'm glad I ordered the new ones and took care of that.
You just ordered new cases?
New cases. And apparently a guy at work said that you could take Repel and that spray it on there.
Mosquito spray. Yeah, to clear up the fogginess.
Apparently, I guess.
Yeah, it's supposed to work. I have heard some people say that it after a while it comes back, but it's supposed to work pretty good.
Yeah. I just ordered a new one. It looks really nice, though.
Yeah.
And it looks...
That's night and day.
It's night and day, is exactly right.
Yeah. You could tell right away as a driver.
The new high beams, or the new low beams, are the same thing as the old high beams.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So...
What year is your Jeep?
2004.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When we were just young punks, you adjusted your high and low beams with a button on the floor.
Yeah.
You don't really know anything about that.
Mm-hmm.
You needed a third foot
for that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was like if you'd stick your foot all the way up, your left foot all the way up into the left, like in your floor well,
mm-hmm.
there was a button down there and you'd step on that. That's how you change your high beam, low beam.
Yeah.
That seems so inconvenient.
It's much more convenient.
Your foot's right there.
And that's like me, Ben, right, and use both feet to drive. Right. Then it was an inconvenience. Right.
Well, that's what I was saying.
You're not supposed to be breaking and dropping your headbeams at the same time.
Oh, well, I do.
that was a real thing. No bullshit.
Yeah, that's a real thing. Yeah.
Hmm. Yep. Ben, what did you do this week?
Well, I was going to climb to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro, but I had a schedule conflict, so I wasn't able to make it. Nothing exciting. Yesterday, the little man and I went over to Jacobson's Meat Market in Eau Claire. Mm-hmm. They had tri-tips on sale, so we bought a couple tri-tips and some bacon and some other assorted meaty goodness.
Is that the same Jacobson's out by on the corner out by Wasota?
The old corner.
Yeah,
the old corner.
Yeah, they're not there anymore. They're by the hardware store now.
We talked about this last week.
Yeah, I don't know if you were here or not. But.
Yeah.
I wasn't listening.
It wasn't remembering. same company or whatever same family. Yeah.
Cool.
But yeah, so I picked up a couple of those and some other sorted meat items and chilled at home for the day. This morning we went to the Egg Break Cafe for breakfast. Mm. And this afternoon I'm going to put the tri-tip on the smoker. Mm-hmm. So
how was the Egg Break?
It's awesome.
Dude, it's sweet.
Good. Yeah.
That's nice.
That's good. They have excellent food.
Mm-hmm.
Their breakfast potatoes are freaking out of this world.
That's Hicks at talesfromhicks.com for sponsorship requests.
Yeah.
If you're listening,
gift card to Rick Cafe would be all right.
Sure.
Yeah. Shout out. Also, Jacobson's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also have a grilling channel, I could definitely pimp your.
What is that?
WI Grill Guy. On all the fancy social media things and places.
TikTok.
Yep, TikTok, yeah. Instagram,
if you look
YouTube.
Back, it was it week 4 or week 5, the sponsor?
Sponsorship,
yeah. Yeah, I had to pay out big money to become a sponsor on the show.
Well.
So.
There was a train. We tickled your uvula.
Oh, it's been a long time since I've had my uvula tickled like that, I'll tell you.
I can do it again for you.
I don't think you can. You tried that other time and it didn't reach.
You know what an uvula is?
Yeah, it's a thing in the back of the throat.
Look at that. Science Tanner, class, man. Next, no,
just, I was listening.
Just say no part. Next time. Okay, yeah. I don't know what that is. Tickling it. What are you talking about? Yeah,
what? Use your imagination. Oh, okay. All that's being tickled.
Okay.
Yeah. The triangle and square pizza.
Okay. Family-friendly show.
Square triangles.
Yeah. Yes.
Tanner, what's your thoughts on squares and triangles on pizza?
I mean,
no pressure because your stupid dad's in your room and likes squares.
I mean, like regular pizza, like every day, the cardboard is triangle.
Okay.
But if your pizza is massive, like a large,
get the fuck out of here. You're done.
That's the end of our first guest.
Thanks. I mean, like, I'm not going to have 2 foot long slices. I mean,
I guess I've never seen a pizza that's 2 feet long.
Well, no, I haven't either. Those New York XL pizzas or whatever. They're...
Yeah. I mean, the Papa Murphy's pizzas that dad gets are free.
And what do I do with them?
Squares.
Yeah.
You get pineapple on them.
I'm okay with the pineapple. I'm not okay with the squares.
What is your thought of pineapple on pizza?
I mean, I don't mind it.
All right, Ben was right. You
can like, who the fuck invited this kid anyway? Jesus Christ.
I won't go out of my way.
Hey, he drove me here.
Bet's our guest.
Man, we got to talk to our booker, Nate. Write that down.
Yeah. Hey, background check.
Because you want to be a guest.
Yeah, if you want to be a guest, you can show up and just call in, I guess.
Answer 3 questions.
Send us an email. Don't forget to smash that like button.
Smash
it. Oh, smash it.
Share with people you know, and especially the ones you don't.
Yeah, especially the ones you don't.
Anyway.
The next guy's going to have to.
So what did you do this week?
This week.
30 references.
Besides changing your headphones or your headlights.
Yeah. Headlights, we did that. And then, I mean... I came home one day to dad with the lawnmower out and him with some sort of thing trying to hook up to the back of
Thatcher.
Trying to aerate the yard or rake it.
That was on Monday.
And he just dug up the entire yard. Yeah. Or, I mean, I shouldn't say the entire yard, but he dug up a part of the yard.
Mm-hmm. And it didn't work.
No. It just, now they're just long scratches along the road. It's fine.
And that's what it's supposed to do.
That's what it's supposed to do.
That hitch I bought for, because I got an Aaron's zero turn.
But the hitch fancy.
I wanted it, for the aerator I have, it was supposed to sit lower, but it was cranked up pretty at hell of an angle. So after we tried to go around the yard a couple times, just the back teeth were dragging. Mm,
I hate it when just the back teeth drag.
Just drag on that.
If you're going to drag them all. Not just part of it.
Yeah, that was my next question.
That's what it is. It's a thatcher. The springs, and you go, and then you're supposed to go over it with the lawnmower. But
Because I was going to say just the thatcher aerating there. Correct.
Yeah, the thatcher's
correct.
Just those springs, and they get all the dead grass up and shit.
Right.
So that's what I'm going to do this afternoon. Is I got some grass seed and fertilizer. So I'm going to go around where I thatched it, got the grooves in there, and get some new grass seed going. And
I just got an email yesterday or the day before that the lawn company is coming by, I think, next Monday.
Or the fertilizer?
Maybe tomorrow, yeah.
Fertilizer?
Yep.
Hmm.
They do, like, all your lawn care?
Well, I still mow my own grass.
Okay.
But they're coming to do
they spray
fertilizer or whatever. Because I want better grass.
That's what I need to do.
Because I hang out there all the time.
Well, yeah. Realistically, the biggest thing about that, though, is it comes down to watering.
Water, yeah.
I mean, you could fertilize it. Well, not every week because it ended up burning. But it comes down to you got to water it.
How do you know so much about lawn care, Chad?
Over the years, just cutting grass, other people's grass.
Sure.
It's kind of been a thing.
How come you're cutting other people's grass?
Well, about 10, 11 years ago, I started a little side gig called a lawn barber.
Nice.
So, we don't really do the fertilizer, things like that. We will put it on.
You need an extra guy?
Well,
I might know something.
I mean, there might be a time this spring and summer where I will. It's just something I started because I enjoyed it.
Yep.
And then one thing led to another, and then it got too busy to have side job and a regular job.
Sure.
So you quit your regular job?
Yeah. Now I just wait for grass to grow and cut it. No. back down on the side jobs here and there and
picked up a podcast.
You know? So
that's where the real money is.
There'll be times where you're gonna have to be late or leave early or something, you know, get some grass cut, but just wear headphones and call in on the phone
while you're cutting grass. Yeah, that might go or something. Sound good.
Yeah, that sounded really good.
Yeah.
I was trying to think what I did this weekend. I don't think I really did much of anything except for one of my greatest accomplishments happened on Thursday evening. That was
wiped your own ass. All right.
Didn't even call my mom.
She was his spotter. Guaranteed.
Nathan missed a spot.
But I mean, I actually did it myself.
Oh.
You know, she double checked to make sure.
You used new wipes?
No. I played a game of Madden 24 against a nemesis of mine who had constantly whooped me in game day back in the day. NFL game day. And I took him to the cleaners, Mr. Hicks.
You told me about that, yeah. I don't remember who it was that you said you played, but yeah, you said you took him to the woodshed and just freaking demolished him. Yeah.
Was that the one that was like 90-22 or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what he said it was.
Did you have 22? Or I mean, did the other guy have 22?
The other guy, I think, yeah, only scored 22 points. From what I understand, pretty much every time he had the ball, he threw an interception.
I don't think there was 13 interceptions.
Yeah. Is that all?
Well, just on the one team.
Oh, okay.
I think a combined.
The first quarter.
I think there was combined, it was either 19 or 20 combined interceptions.
Holy hell.
It was 13 and 6 or 7.
Yeah, because the Vikings threw a few as well.
Yeah. It was the Vikings and the Packers. I was the Vikings. I was the 90.
How many cheat codes?
None. No, but that's interesting that you bring that up because I think since there were no cheat codes entered. So back in the day when if anybody hasn't caught on yet, I played then.
Oh, I wouldn't call it playing.
No. I toyed with you a little bit.
We're still talking about the game?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, because we were online, so we were at our own homes. But back in the day, I used to go over to his house and he would, if I would go to the bathroom or I would not be paying attention or I went to go get a drink or something, he would change the settings so that offsides penalties wouldn't get called.
Mm. I don't think that's true.
This is an accurate story, according to my recollection. Mm. And he would change it so the offsides wouldn't get called. So then when I would go to hike the ball off screen, he had a guy sneaking around the line and essentially standing right next to my quarterback. I would hike the ball and boom. Down instantly. No penalty because offsides were not called back then. So
listen, this is all hearsay and conjecture. I mean, all that really boils down to is I was whooping your ass.
Yeah.
Is really what it comes down to. I mean,
well,
if you want to cry because I was able to penetrate the line instantaneously and, you know, sack your quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, the second the word "hut" was leaving his lips, I mean, I can't help that.
Right.
Fast. In real life and in a video game, I'm fucking lightning. That's all it was.
Lightning. Quick. Fast as fuck, boy.
Fast as fuck, son. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. No, I mean, I only did that once in a while, you know, just because it was funny to
do. What was the play that you always did?
The halfback option.
Yeah.
And I could not find that in Madden, much to my chagrin, because I would have been rocking that all day long.
Yeah.
Because that was a... I'll tell you this, I was a lot better at game day than I was at Madden. Madden was rough.
I don't think I had ever beaten him in game day.
Oh, geez.
That's why Thursday was such a big accomplishment.
Right? Yeah, Nate, and I used to play my buddy Dave all the time, too, and both of them would get just pissed because you never, this is my philosophy in video game football, you never punt, you never kick a field goal,
yeah.
And you always go for two.
Sure.
All go, no quit, all the time, 100%. That's, you know, and then they would get mad because you wouldn't punt it or you wouldn't kick a field goal or tried an extra point.
Not that, I mean, on that topic, not that older people or younger people can or can't play games, but Tanner, you're younger.
Yep.
Do you play some kind of a yeah. game of some sorts?
I've been playing a lot of Madden.
Madden? Yeah.
Don't play Nady cheats.
Okay, well, it's funny because the only way that Vikings could beat the Packers is in a video game. So.
Okay, you can
yeah.
stay. You
okay,
can
so
stay.
That's
like
the, it's going to be the third time, but yeah, you can. Actually, use the fucking window. I don't even care. Use it. Open or closed. It's fine.
I think with that, we should reach into our mail bucket.
Okay.
Mail bucket.
Oh, hang on. I got a sound for this.
Oh,
all right.
The mail bucket.
But yeah, I do play a lot of Madden.
That's good. I got mail. Yay! I got mail. Yay!
Very nice.
Jason's favorite time
mail,
of the day.
The mail bucket.
Do you get this excited?
I love this, dude. This is my favorite part.
Get this excited about regular mail, like at home?
Negative.
Regular mail at home is always like
bills.
Excel or charter.
Yeah.
That's true.
No one writes a letter to us.
No.
That's mail. No, I guess not. No. I don't know. I enjoy getting the mail. Regular mail, even.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
If as long as it's not a bill.
Well, if anybody listens, I'm going to start writing chat letters. And-
Yeah.
Love notes.
Ooh. Hey, I like that.
So I do want to say, though, too, that I'm the only one that ever reads these emails when we get them. And none of these guys know what is being said or brought up or what the question is or what the topic's going to be until right at this exact moment when I read it.
Live
to you guys.
Oh, this is, I love it. Let's go.
Yep. All right. Hey, guys. Just wanted to say I really enjoy listening to your podcast and look forward to Monday morning so I can check out the new episode. Cool. Really enjoy the talks about cooking and smoking meat. Keep up the great work. P.S. Jason.
Yeah.
The speed limit on County X is not 37 miles per hour.
Ooh.
Well, when you're riding my ass, it is. It might be on the 30. Fuck you guys. I don't care. It's 40, but I don't care.
Well, how fast were you going?
37? I was going 40, but then when that guy was on my ass, whoever the hell it is, that whoever it is,
sensitive.
Could not. Oh god, that pissed me off that day bad. I was gonna have him slam into me, but I was gonna spill my coffee. So
you don't want to do that.
No, you know how bad a day it is without coffee.
No, I don't drink
coffee either.
Well, then you wouldn't know.
No,
but yeah, he was on my ass, so all I do is keep slowing it down. I don't care.
I do what I want.
Hey, leave earlier.
Oh. It's the long, skinny one. Feel free to push it down, son.
It's your right foot. Yeah, I was going to say, for your cause, it's the foot on the right.
Yeah.
Hey, speed limit's a speed limit.
When you drive ambidextrous.
Yeah. Tanner, how do you drive?
Normal.
Good.
Yeah, normal. There you go. Exactly. That's what your dad does.
What's normal to you, though? Is normal 1 foot or both feet?
One.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
So it is normal.
I mean, my dad never said that he drove ambidextrous, so.
He does.
Yeah. That's not how you're supposed to drive.
Damn. No.
I just got that and it just happened, because I used to drive forklifts quite a bit, and gas is on the right, brake is on the left, and I happened to get in the truck that day, and I'm like, feels normal. So
not, though. I've driven a lot of forklift in my life, and I still don't. I just drive
it. Try it.
No.
You might go through the windshield the first time.
Cause you probably would, yeah.
It really jars you. You'll learn.
Eventually, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's like a forklift. So anyway, sorry, caller, but don't ride my ass no more.
Sorry, caller.
Emailer, whatever. I don't care.
All right. Hey, guys, I'm interested in hearing your thoughts regarding people being on their phones in public places in either restaurants, grocery stores, or both, especially when it's on speakerphone or video chat without earbuds.
Yeah.
I can tell you my thoughts on it. Jason, are you having audio issues?
Right, his headphones are on backwards. His left ear was on his right ear.
And it does make a difference.
Do we sound different now?
No.
Okay.
Well, they do.
It's fine.
All right.
I didn't even know what the question was.
Let's read through this again. Hey, guys, I'm interested in hearing your thoughts regarding people being on their phones in public places, either restaurants, grocery stores, or both, especially when it's on speakerphone or video chat without earbuds.
I don't think we have enough time for me to
I can tell you how I feel about it. I fucking hate it.
Oh, I hate it, too.
Man, it drives me absolutely.
Just take a breath, buddy. Take a breath.
It's a pet peeve. One. Like if you go up to the cash register at a gas station or a grocery store, and I understand maybe while you're grocery shopping, you're on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get up to the cash register and it's time to check out, That's another human being you're interacting with.
Right.
Hang the fucking phone up.
Yep.
Treat them like another human being. Say hello, good morning, thank you. All the normal shit that is courteous to do.
Right.
That drives me crazy. And then people who feel the need to be out in public and hold their phone out here. Hey, how's it going, John? Yeah, we'll probably be over later today. Here's an idea. Take the fucking phone off a speaker and either A, shove it directly up your asshole, or B, take it off a speaker and put it on your ear because nobody else wants to hear your fucking conversation.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah, no, I mean, that sums it up for me. I would agree to the point, like, hey, if you're out and about walking, whatever, talking, that's fine. Do your thing. But, if you're asking a question or even somebody passing by, like, it's time to hang up the phone. You can call them back or at the register, like you said. Yeah, I agree with those.
Yeah, it's absolutely maddening.
Yeah.
There's just no reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
I actually almost got into a fist fight in a Walmart parking lot one time because I thought a dude was yelling at me.
I think there's a site dedicated to Walmart fights. You can actually go on and check out.
I mean, technically he wasn't on speaker, but he was. So I'm walking through the parking lot, and there's a guy like kind of just off to the side of me a little ways and behind me, like just a touch. And all of a sudden I hear this guy go, hey, fuck you. I was like, and I just turned around and I looked at him and I was like, excuse me. He's like, hey, fuck you. I was just like, well, fuck you.
Tony.
You know, like, I was just like, do you know who I am? You know, who the fuck are you? And he looked, then all of a sudden he heard me say, fuck you, for like the second or third time loudly. And he actually turned and looked at me. And then I saw the Bluetooth in his ear. Mm. And he was like, I'm on the phone. And I was like, well, then maybe don't yell across the fucking parking lot because I thought you were ready to throw down or whatever. But yeah, he wasn't on speakerphone, but still.
Yeah. I can't stand it.
No.
Especially when fucking ears, Tanner. These young kids.
It's okay, he's got his earmuffs on. Yeah,
especially when all the young kids now, even older adults, they can't put the fucking phone down and be part of society. I mean, that's what is on there that's so damn important.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, there is a lot of stuff on there, but.
Well, yeah. So, now
tennis matches?
You're out in public. I mean, what's this?
Probably tennis matches.
Yeah.
Oh, tennis.
But yeah, go on.
I do want to say the one thing with your phone, you don't have to actually like be on it, like talking to somebody, but there is, and this is going to be something that's going to blow your mind, but you can load like your check card, your credit cards, whatever, onto your phone.
Yep.
And then when you go up to the cash register, you just go like that with your phone.
Why can't you just take the money out of your wallet and pay the son of a bitch?
It's 2024.
Yeah.
Hey, my money is good.
What it is, you just go and you're done.
My money works just fine.
I might get some hate mail for this one, but man, another thing that pisses me off is people write checks.
Don't see that often, though.
No,
I really don't.
Well, I hope you're not the emailer who said the X is 37 miles an hour, because I also write checks. So
I don't mind people writing a check. It's a little frustrating because it takes long. But I've had a couple times where people...
What's the hurry?
I got places to go.
Should have left earlier.
But what really chaps my ass is when they stand there and balance their checkbook and hold up the people behind them. Like, if you're going to write a check, whatever. I kind of yelled at an old lady one time at the grocery store. She wrote a check.
Was Shelby pissed after this?
No, I wasn't.
Sorry, Shelby. No. Just kidding.
She wrote a check. And then proceeded to stand right there, not move, and balance her checkbook. And I took it for about 32 seconds, and then I said, ma'am, move it along. And she just turned and looked at me, and the cashier just immediately head straight down, like she wasn't there anymore. You know. And the lady just looked at me, and she's like, excuse me? I said, move it along. And she just looked at me, and I said, there's me and three other people behind you. If you want to balance your checkbook, do that shit at home, not in line at the grocery store.
Right.
Move it along. Yeah. Well, I never.
I have.
I said, well, now you have. Move it the fuck out.
God. Yeah. I can't stand
that. I do find it annoying when people write a check because it takes a while, but I'm not going to bitch them about it. But do not make me stand there for 3 minutes while you balance your checkbook, Grandma.
Right.
Move it on.
Yeah, I don't. I don't.
No,
I can't stand the phone. I don't like nothing about it.
Yeah.
So this kind of ties in with the restaurant part of it. So this one, this is a new email. Just wondering what your opinion is on leaving a tip at a buffet. A person pays $15 a plate to eat, and the waitress brings one drink, and then there are three suggested tips. Do you leave the suggested tip? So that's probably, you know, the 10, 15, 20%. Do you just leave a couple dollars or none at all? Keep up the great program. Looking forward to the next episode. Anonymous listener in Eau Claire.
Oh. Well, here's the first thing I got to say about that is I didn't take my blood pressure medicine this morning, so my blood pressure is through the
Jason ain't right going now. To no fucking buffet.
Nah, then that's the second thing. Yeah. I ain't going to a buffet. That's for sure. So the tip? No.
Right. You know, I think I have a problem. Well, not I didn't say a problem, but I don't like that they put a percentage on what a tip should be. Because just because you go to a restaurant and the same steak is $30 instead of $50, now you got to tip more because they charge more for the same steak, doesn't mean the service was any better.
Right.
You know, so that's the problem that I have. I just don't like the percentages being on a, as a tip.
My biggest thing with that is, and I guess it kind of falls under that, is the gratuity. That
they automatically,
that, yeah, and I had that happen actually last night. There was a group, I don't know, 25 of us or whatever. And every ticket, not every person, so if you had two or three or one, everybody's was like, it was a flat rate, it wasn't even off the bill. And I've never seen that. Like, I always, well, maybe it's there, but I always thought it was off of your total bill. Everybody's was $7.54 across the board.
So I have seen that before, and a lot of times it's right on the menu, right? Like a gratuity of blah, blah, blah will be added for parties of eight or larger, sure, or whatever. And it being $7.54, I wonder if they didn't take everybody's bill and say, here's 10% of that or something and, like that, maybe.
Yeah, maybe they did. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not a fan of that. I want to, you know, if I think you did well or if you didn't, like, I'm not going to tip you that. Well, when it's tied into the bill, it's part of your bill.
Yeah.
So I don't like that aspect of it. But on the buffet question, typically, no, there is no tip coming from me.
No,
me either. I know some of them, like you get up and you put your, you know, they have bins there. You put your own tray in there. That's definitely not getting a tip at all. If they come back or, you know, I had to ask for this or I chose to ask for that, no, I'll leave a dollar or two, but typically, no, that's a no on a buffet.
Yeah, for me, it depends on what it is. Like most buffets, you know, probably not. But like for Easter, we went to Castle Hill Supper Club, and it's a really nice buffet. And like the waitresses were super attentive, right? Like bringing us beverages, refilling the water, taking all our plates away, you know, whenever we were done. Like, you know, sometimes there's a stack of plates and like, you can't even, you know what I mean? You can't work anymore because there's dirty plates all over. And like, they were on top of it. I think I left $5 or $10, you know, because they did a really good job and were super attentive. And, but yeah, normally at a buffet, no, I'm probably not leaving anything.
Well, see, what I don't get is I can't go to work and say I need a tip for showing up to work or doing my fucking job.
The tipping has gotten out of control.
I mean,
everything, everywhere you go, it's just an automatic.
You're just going to laugh at me. Yeah, I mean, seriously, you can't. Yeah. You're getting paid. Yeah. Maybe you're.
I actually bought something offline. This was probably a year or so ago. I couldn't check out without leaving a gratuity online on the website.
So you'd be screwed.
I didn't buy it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I wouldn't have ordered
it. I found it somewhere else. I just was absolutely flabbergasted.
Yeah. What did you get?
I don't remember what it was. It was something I was going to buy online. Not food or anything. It was a product, a hat or whatever it was. And
you had to leave a tip for that?
I couldn't check out without leaving a gratuity.
What the hell?
I get that probably a lot of software, right? Like whatever you want to call it, cashier software, financial software, that's probably just automatically built right into it. Mm-hmm. And customers or businesses don't have control over that. And I get it, right? Because if a person wants to leave a tip, who's going to turn down free money, right?
Correct.
Right. Mm-hmm. But the fact that it, like, I didn't have a choice to put in a zero or click no, I don't want to leave a gratuity, ridiculous.
Well, they got a tip jar at Taco John's. Mm-hmm. You go, I always go in because every time I go through the drive thru, it seems like I fuck up my order sometimes. Yeah. Or any fast food, it doesn't make a shit of difference. So, you know, but they got a tip jar of tips.
Yeah.
I went when we had the Top of Murphy's, it said tips. All right. Well, I just had change left over. I just threw it in there. Well, what the hell? But for what? To make my pizza? That's your job, or, you know, that's your job.
Right.
Again, I can't go to work and say I'd need a tip for showing.
But yeah, I mean, it's almost anywhere now. Any business you go into, if you pay with a card, it's right there on the screen. Do you want to, you know, tip?
Yeah.
Maybe I could just carry around a new
bucket.
Glass, a new bucket, and just put tips on it for at work. And
sure. Hey,
you never know.
When the boss man comes by, you could toss some extra dollars in there or something.
Innovation.
Yeah.
Full of knowledge.
Setting the standard.
Blows your mind.
Just not even at work. Just walking around Walmart. Just put a tip jar
In front of your cart.
Tip me for not, you know, for putting up with you being on your phone.
Right. Ma'am, I had to stand here for 4 minutes while you agonized over which fucking box of spaghetti you were buying.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be $3.50.
Suggested.
Yes. We couldn't even go down an aisle this morning because it was full of fucking people stocking shelves.
That's why you don't.
God, dude. No, we didn't. We went around because all the shit we needed was at the other end.
That's why you don't even go into the store.
I'm honestly surprised you haven't jumped on that bandwagon yet.
What band? What's that?
Where you don't have to interact with people.
We had a whole discussion about
it. It's quite a conundrum, though, because you don't want to go to the store, but yet it's technology. So it's,
right.
It's the lesser of two evils.
The what?
The grocery shopping, like from home. You literally don't have to go to the store anymore.
Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm good.
I'm
Jason.
It was 48 degrees. All right. But no, like you can, like you're, to me, you'd be the perfect person. Like, I don't have to run into people or this or that. You can order groceries from your couch.
Yeah, well, we switch it up sometimes and then we go down to women.
Are you still talking about grocery shopping?
I'm just talking.
Tanner, you're pretty
cool. I'm still on mute from when you guys talked about the phones.
Oh, we forgot to unmute you.
Yeah, I'm not here.
Shit.
This is what you have to look forward to, buddy.
Can't wait.
Well.
Hey, before you go to the next one, I do want to circle back real quick. Okay. When we were talking about check cards, you know, checks.
On your phone?
Well, phone. I mean, it has come in handy. It's pretty cool. But, Tanner, do you know what a check actually is?
No.
Okay.
I have a check that my principal, or my, I shouldn't say my principal, but that I got from like a book fair or something 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Still hanging up on the fridge. The
$1.25.
$1.25.
Nice. But
that was from the fair.
Yeah.
They literally, I mean, even most of my life has been check card, but like my first, like they gave me a checkbook, and I'm sure you've seen your dads and moms, but that's how they used to pay everything. There was
if you didn't have cash.
Right. Yeah. If you didn't, there was no tapping your phone, tapping your card. You know, swiping your card, it was everything you did. You, if not cash, you wrote a check out.
See, and the reason why I don't like it is because technology, right? That's what we're talking about. So any jack wagon who doesn't have a life can figure out what my check card is. See? Right? They can, what do they call it?
Scammers?
Scams. Yeah. They can get into that shit and they can figure it out. That's why I don't like to use it.
So I have some very sound financial advice.
So when they don't want to take my cash, I guess they have to put my groceries away because...
So here's what you do. If you want to avoid any financial scams, you keep $0 in your checking account and you keep your credit cards maxed out. If anyone tries to steal your card, they're not getting anything.
Jokes on you, dickhead.
Yeah, it's worked for me for years.
How's that identity theft working with my 275 credit score, bitch?
You're going to let me take a loan over a pack of gum.
Maybe they'll get, they'll feel so bad for you, they'll actually maybe make a deposit for you.
Ooh, okay. That motherfucker stole my identity, and then he had his car repo.
So,
wait, no, wait, hold on. Before we get to another one, you had said something about a tennis.
Yeah, I remember when we talked about having guests before, there was some talk of Tanner and a tennis
match. Yeah, it's like we just kept going back and
that's
forth.
That's true.
Back and forth.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's the tennis match. Is that what you guys are talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. I was waiting to hear a story.
You ever done tennis match?
Like Serena Williams tennis?
Maybe. That could have been her name.
I don't believe.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't believe.
I'm not. I mean, I'm not north of County V. I can't disclose any information.
Oh, podcast is a safe space. Too.
Okay.
There's only thousands.
There's
of
only
listeners.
Five people in this room. Nobody else is gonna ever.
Okay, good. Okay.
It's like international waters.
Anything goes. So just let it fly.
Okay.
Your mom will never know.
One hand at a time.
One hand at a time.
Mr. Amendecker is.
That's true. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
Okay.
No.
Well, there's got to be something to it.
Yeah. Your dad was kind of building it up here like this.
Oh, I'm sure he was.
We were told that he would know exactly what we were talking about.
Are you talking about Chad's sports books up in the cabin?
Well, them are classified as sports books too,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Tennis is a sport?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, I think tennis is classified as a sport.
Yeah,
sure.
Tennis.
Yeah.
But the sport tennis.
But you do know what... When somebody says a tennis match,
yeah,
you know what that means.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean?
Are we going to divulge that information? Or are we?
I mean,
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not sure.
He wasn't even there.
Blank space.
I wasn't there.
I got a blank space, baby.
Are you Taylor Swift now?
I am.
Oh, T. Swift. All right.
Now you're going to indulge. All right. Sorry, Ben.
Wow.
We'll get into that. All right. Hey, you Hicks.
Hey!
That's us, I guess.
What's the most hick thing you've eaten? Mm. A coworker of mine brought up how his uncles enjoyed cannibal sandwiches. Mm. If you are unfamiliar, they consist of fresh, raw beef on bread, topped with salt and pepper, and the occasional chopped onion.
Yeah,
I know it's a Wisconsin staple. What? But I can't wrap my head around it. Have any of you eaten this atrocity?
Sounds like a mess, is what it sounds like.
I can say I passed. I would never.
I have
raw beef.
You had a cannibal sandwich?
Yep. Not a whole sandwich, but my old boss Johnny Krista.
Yeah.
He would eat that like just, but it was with crackers. I mean, not a bread, but yeah, it's just like small portions of raw meat, just uncooked. You know, hamburger with onions and, you know, salt and pepper or whatever. But yeah, it's just, and if I recall right, you know, he got it from, I don't know, probably his grandparents or whatnot. But yeah, and I even brought it up to my dad once. He's like, yeah, he's like, you know, some of the older guys, it's kind of was their snack thing. Like they would bring it into work and like it was just there with crackers.
Yeah.
And I will say if I'm frying, you know, hamburger for hot dish or hamburger helper, I will pick some that is 50-50 for sure and eat it. It's not terrible.
Raw?
Yeah.
Oh. No.
Try it the next time you're making a hot dish or something. Like, you know, give it a minute and grab some that's, you know, 50-50. And it's got a different taste to it. And it's really not bad.
Blood.
Well, I mean, it's not like dripping from the cow yet.
It's still mooing.
Well, it's raw. It's raw.
But it's good. Try it.
Hmm. Well, the strangest thing, I think, well, this is off topic, but one day I had a problem.
Peanut butter sandwich?
No.
With square pizza.
No, Nate doesn't like peanut butter. Fucking weirdo.
His dog loves it.
No, listen. I had hot dog buns. And I had hamburger. I didn't have hot dogs, and I didn't have hamburger buns. So I took my hamburger, and I made them into little rolls, and then
wieners.
I think that's redneck.
No, it's kind of cool.
Here's what's sad about that is this is when I lived on East Hill. There was a Quick Trip right across the street. All I had to do was walk across the street, and I could have gotten either hamburger buns for the hamburger, or I could have gotten hot dogs for the hot dog buns. But I just
made it work.
Regardless.
redneck. I don't think I had anything.
You know, what's really good is bacon wrapped hot dog. You guys ever had that?
No.
Very good.
I had a corn dog with
mini
bacon
on it. Hot dogs?
Nope, a hot dog wrapped in bacon, grill it.
So after the fact, like, so you all one time you cook it all at once.
Mm-hmm. You just want to cook the bacon too, I suppose.
Yeah, you don't want raw bacon. And if the bacon's already cooked, it's going to be tough to wrap.
I don't think you want raw bacon either, but
really. It's not terrible. I've had it.
Yeah. I would say the oddest, and I don't know if it's odd, but it would be the alligator and kangaroo that I had at High Shores in high school. Wow. You know, not everything tastes like chicken. So, Tanner, if somebody says that to you, just be cautious.
Well, I can't really say. So we took a trip down to South America, down to see Mario. We had mentioned him before once. And we went to whatever that restaurant, I don't even know what the hell it was called, some fancy restaurant down there. And we were eating shit that all he kept on saying was, oh, it's chicken. It's chicken. Mario, this isn't chicken. Yeah, oh yeah, it's chicken. Whatever the hell we were eating, I have no idea to this day what the hell we were eating. But we came across some different things down there that's, I don't know, it was good, but it was, I don't know what the hell it was.
Where were you at in South America?
We were in Colombia.
Okay. Did you guys have, I think it's called soft breads when you were there?
No. I don't think so.
I've always wanted to try that, and I've never had it. It's, I think it's a gland, and it's very popular in South American cooking. I think it's called soft breads. I can't remember off the top of my head.
No, I don't know.
I'm Googling it.
We were eating something, or I was eating something, and I'm like, ooh, this is really good. Well, next thing I know, everybody at the table passed that shit over this way, and then they're laughing at me eating whatever. Remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, whatever I was eating, I don't know what it was, but
sweetbread.
I think my dad said it was blood sausage or something like that, but I never had it, so I don't know.
One thing I remember is just being like
drunk all the time.
Fire water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But really looking forward to we had Domino's. And even that wasn't the same.
No, I think it was goat cheese that was on there or something different.
It wasn't
Domino's around here, no.
I want to get into, because we still have
to go through. And I didn't get to talk about what I ate.
Oh, yeah. Well, go ahead.
I've probably had a lot of shit that people would consider redneck. Rocky Mountain oysters, I've had them before. Those are pretty good. Pretty much any kind of wild animal you can think of, I've tried.
Tanner, do you know what Rocky Mountain oysters are?
No. Those are bull testicles fried. No bullshit.
Yeah, that's the real deal.
Yep.
Bull testicles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think they taste very good.
How would you even acquire those?
From a bull. First, you get a bull. And then you cook them.
Yeah, I don't think that'd be very good.
It's. I didn't think it was too bad.
You'd have little shimmers in there, probably.
What do you know about those? You only want the little swimmers if they're on your socks. I guess.
Oh!
There it is. This little statue socks for mom stood up all around the corner.
That backfired on
you. Yeah, it did. Yep.
Some say you walked right in.
Yeah. Nothing's really off limits here.
And stub your toe, because those fucking statue socks are hard.
You never stub your toe, though.
Yeah, you might. It's
like, you'll sew socks.
Thanks for coming, Tanner.
Yeah. They just keep coming.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the bulls nuts.
Yeah, I thought they were pretty good. I mean, I've had frog legs. I've had crawfish, beaver, squirrel, rabbit.
Beaver.
I've eaten beaver before. Like, not the... Yeah. Yes, that kind, but also
it's a delicacy.
The actual one that lives underwater.
Oh.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
Yeah,
Boofta.
I thought we were all on the same page.
Kind of. I don't know. A lot of stuff like that. I don't know. Wasn't bad.
Do you ever do anything weird?
No. I'm the most boring person ever in that regard. Mm. I mean, because, yeah, I don't think.
Do you ever eat a peanut butter sandwich with a
pizza?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's pretty weird for some people.
Was it good?
It was, yeah.
What? You don't have peanut butter because your dad's sitting there.
Yeah.
It tastes like shit, you can tell us.
I mean, I haven't had it in like 5 years, but peanut butter on the bread with pizza, it's not bad.
Perfect. It is good. I like it.
Yeah.
No.
Well, do you have a peanut allergy?
No.
Only if you have a lisp and say peanut. That's the only allergy he's got. Yeah, peanut allergy.
Very good.
Yeah. Okay. This next one must be good.
You got this excited. Is the same email. It said it doesn't need to be read on air, but I feel like we should.
Oh, yeah. You're getting right.
This is from the same email of the cannibal sandwiches.
Mm.
Love the stories, fellas. Skeeter needs to make a special guest appearance.
Oh, well, we can get that. We can make that happen.
Also, Jason Tice and his cat calls outside of the Country Fest porta potties is something that's stuck with me through the years. Just having the people look for a cat that doesn't exist by the shitters was cruel, drunk humor at its finest.
Well, I've heard that.
Isn't it Beverly?
Yeah.
Right?
Beverly, yeah.
Cat's name, Beverly.
Yep. And then there's a PS on here. How is Jason's nickname not Bucket?
Well, they change.
It may be going forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At work, they call me Steve.
Steve,
huh?
Yep. Oh. That's so one guy where the boss man was introducing me when I was first started there. Whatever, and they were introducing. He introduced me as Jason, but nobody, because of meetings, everybody kind of talks, but. He's like, he goes, I'm surprised a guy near his name is Jacko. He goes, well, that's Steve. And I just roll with it.
Sure.
Steve. That's what they call me. Is everybody calls me Steve. I introduce myself as Steve. That's who I am at work as Steve.
Interesting. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey. Just listening to the episodes in episode 4, y'all talking about pizza. My input on that is, you guys are sleeping on Mycon Cinema's pizza. My number one pizza.
Never had it.
Maybe biased since my wife works there, but still. They have a bar and food, and you don't have to go there for a movie to enjoy it.
So next time you go to the movie, bring a pizza back here.
There you go.
The emailer.
Yeah.
Maybe he can send one over.
We need to work out some kind of
Mike. Maybe since your wife works there, we Uber. Could be sponsored by Mike on Cinema.
He could Uber it here.
Yeah, Uber eats us a pizza.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
I
didn't mean to interrupt. No.
I have had the.
I never had
the barbecue chicken pizza or chicken barbecue pizza there. It was good.
I seen that Mike's hot honey today at Walmart.
It's so
good. I was
going
to get it, but
I didn't.
Barbecue chicken.
Sorry, I didn't mean to finish
the. Yeah, it was a little biased because the wife works there, right, but okay. Just something that we should check out too.
You know where they have good pizza? Is at Moulton's or High Rollers. They got really good pizza there too. But it costs about $80 to get in there to have a
expensive pizza.
Where are you going
to have a pizza? Have you paid?
Well, I guess not. $80 to get in, that sounds like a lot for Ricky Dink little or
And what parents do for their kids.
All right. I've got a couple things here. This is an email. I've got a couple things here. I think there should be some serious consideration over adding a redneck bidet to the old garage toilet. It'll change your life, it says.
Just garden hose, maybe.
Garden hose.
Yeah. You got that hose guaranteed, right?
Guaranteed.
See, yeah, but you got to figure out a way to turn it on at the right time.
Well, I can just leave the spray nozzle on there, so when I turn it on, it's all I got to do is push the trigger and it sprays.
I think maybe what you need is you just run that up into the bucket, and then you move your bucket by the faucet. So when you're done pooping, you just lean over, turn it on high, let that blast the barnacles off. And when you're done, turn around down to low.
This probably goes back to the car wash part.
The car wash.
Scrubbies.
Yep.
Scrubbies.
Scrubbies.
You got this. Yeah. You're going to put Huff Cut right out of business.
Shit. A hose and then the push broom from the garage. Get those two mounted in there. Then when you're done, you know, you just do a little rock back and forth there. Let that broom cleaner all out. And the day, you know, that hose flush it away.
I might do that this afternoon.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And so, don't use, just remember when you grab a tool out of the garage.
Yeah, I'll be sure to steer clear of the garage for a couple weeks.
All right. Secondly, I was wondering if y'all have any advice on how not to fall asleep while cooking a frozen pizza after the bar.
Ooh.
That's tough.
That has happened before.
Yeah, so been there.
My thing is I like to get Domino's. That way it's already done. It's $10. Mm-hmm. You don't fall asleep.
Well, what if you fall asleep before they knock on the door?
What if it's too late?
Well, then it would already be paid for. They can just leave it there. It's not going to burn down the house.
But you got a soggy pizza in the morning?
Yeah, cold pizza.
You fell asleep. It's better than burning your house down. I'd rather have a soggy pizza on my front step than a burnt down house.
But I don't know. I've fallen asleep cooking a pizza a time or two. It didn't burn my house down.
No, there's lots of smoke. And fire alarms will go off.
Just got a little hockey puck in the morning.
That happened to my house once. I had a bunch of guys over, and they came back from Water Street, believe it or not. And
From the nasty habit.
I'm sure that's where it came from. But anyway, it was late. 2:30, 3 o'clock, or whatever the fuck time it was. And they decided to cook not pizza, but steaks.
Oh, good. I'm sure I know what those people.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. And I can't remember what the hell. John Jack was the one of the guys. And he was banging pots and pans around because my bedroom was real close to the kitchen there. And next thing I had, fucking God, fuck. He burnt his fucking hand because he turned on the wrong burner.
Oh.
Yeah, they were fucking drunk and burnt the shit out of his hand. And Jesus Christ. But yeah, I'd never know who would ever be at my house when I'd wake up in the morning. I had a bunch of people there. I didn't know who the hell they were.
Frat house just stepping over.
Pretty much. That's what it was.
My dad went to a bachelor party one time, and I was alive. It wasn't like my dad was a kid. You know, this was 10 years ago, 15 years ago anyways. And I don't remember if he got there late or he just wasn't drinking that much, but he was kind of like the sober one. I think he got there late. And the guys were all bitching because they were hungry. And the guy whose bachelor party it was and whose house they were at said, oh, I got a bunch of, I don't remember if it was perch or he had a bunch of fish. He's like, let's deep fry those fish. And he's like, we can all eat them. Yeah. So my dad volunteered to do it. So nobody else fucking died trying to deep fry fish while they were, you know, wasted. And he's like, sometimes when you volunteer to do stuff like that, I got to do a little something for myself. So he said, well, I was battering all the fish. This guy's a coon hunter and he has a bunch of coon dogs. So he had this great big, like economy sized bag of dog biscuits in the kitchen. So dad said, well, I was battering the fish. I grabbed a handful of those biscuits and battered them and deep fried them. He said, not one person had a single clue that they were. He's like, because I knew, you know, which ones were which. Obviously, they didn't look like a flay and they pounded them right down. God damn, Steve, this is the best fish we ever had. They got to watch them just chomp right through those fucking biscuits going to town.
Mm. Yeah. And we just needed a little treat.
Yeah. Need a little batter. Deep frying makes everything good, apparently.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
Heard bidets were discussed in episode 5. Mine has absolutely changed my life.
Oh.
Don't even need coffee in the morning to wake me up. A quick minute of cold water straight to the bunghole wakes me up like hell again. Also, nothing is worse than having to poop again after you shower and then feel unclean. Right. That's no longer an issue with the bidet.
Huh.
The only downside is when I'm away from my bidet for a few days, my butthole is so soft and weak that even 3-ply will tear it up.
So it's got its pluses and minuses.
Sounds like his butthole is softer than Nathan's hands.
I have to get him for days.
It sounds like everyone should have.
Right? Oh my God! I'm gonna maybe I'll go. We'll go to Where can I get one of those?
Farmer's Fleet, Menards, yeah. They have them.
Do
they?
Look at them, yeah. Dana, we're going to Menards.
No, all right.
Actually, yeah, they're pretty easy because you don't even need a whole new toilet. You just need the cover.
Oh, yeah, you can hook them right up to your existing setup.
Oh. Yep. It's got a T on it, and then the
we'll
seat.
We'll have to get two of them for the bucket.
Okay, good, yeah.
Oh, you're just going to use the hose.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're going to be plumbing the
brushes.
Got to get luxury in there. Come on.
All right, we got one more.
I think that'd be sweet. I wonder if they get, are they heated, dude?
The seats can be heated. I don't know about the water.
I think depending on the ones you get, they do, some of them can do heated water. Yeah.
Oh, that's what you need.
I'd want the blast of cold to just wake me up.
Woo!
Yep.
Hey-o!
You gotta have it nice and soothing in the morning.
Soothing.
Oh, you'd you'd never get a chance to use the bathroom if you had it inside that.
No.
Or just be sitting down there with the water spraying on them.
Ma, can you bring me another pair of socks?
Tanner, you're not supposed to sit on the toilet backwards. What are you doing?
Get along, little doggy. Slapping the tank like it owes him money. Who's your daddy? That's right.
Just remember flush a couple times.
Curtis flush.
Goodness.
I guess you're right. Well, I did tell him the last time he went on the toilet, I was going to disconnect the Wi-Fi.
There you go.
He just glared at me. So,
start leaving the phone, put a basket up.
I'm going to have to.
I'm surprised he even took that threat seriously. There's no way you know how to do that.
Ma knows how.
Jason just goes in the basement, throws the main breaker for the house.
Okay.
It's got to run off electricity.
Wi-Fi is down.
So is the pump, though. So how the hell would that work?
Oh, you're
yeah, the thing is not working.
I told you not to bother me when I was in here.
Was it Billy Madison with the kids sitting on the sprinkler sprayer that's coming up?
Yes, yeah. I think so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So I discovered your pod through my brother-in-law. Don't use the name. We're both natives of Eau Claire, but have moved away. You guys have good banter between each other and obvious history. I like the natural flow of conversation and honesty. Keep up the good work, and I'll continue to listen and smash that follow button.
That's right. Yeah.
I listen to a ton of pods every week, and if I could make one suggestion, have a structured show. Hot topics, personal stories, sports, weather. Have a segment, usually the last one, called Mailbag, which we now have.
Mail bucket.
It's a mail bucket.
It'll allow you to choose your favorite emails and close the show strong. Maybe the last 10 minutes, like I said, keep up the good work and things. So with that, we do had a discussion before we went on today and talked about having segments on the show. So we're going to try to have more of a...
Bucket talk?
Bucket talk. A little bit better, flow and structure, I guess.
That's for the next episode, so stay tuned.
Yeah,
we didn't follow through on
that. Yeah, that was awesome feedback. We appreciate it.
Yeah, that was great.
Yep. That's great to hear, yeah.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, so now with that, Ben, do you have a topic?
Yeah, I do. Well, how long do we got here?
We got about 10-ish minutes.
I could do a couple of the crazy news stories that I found.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought this one was kind of funny when we had the eclipse. A Mexican TV outlet accidentally airs man's testicles during solar eclipse coverage. I don't know if any of you guys saw the video of this. It was some Mexican TV outlet, and they were playing clips of the eclipse that viewers had sent in. And one of them, it showed the eclipse, but then all of a sudden it was like the moon was pulling away from the sun, except it wasn't the moon. It was a dude's nuts. And all you start to see the two curves and then the hairs.
No shit.
And the announcers are like, oh, no, get it off the screen.
Yeah. That was a real deal?
Real deal, yeah. I watched the video. It happened.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I had to watch it 10 or 12 times, really, just to make sure what was going on. But if only I would have had my own bidet at home that I really could have worked on. I thought this one was funny.
Or your statue socks.
Yeah, well, I don't need to have statue socks anymore.
Oh, no.
Past that. I'm at pro level now. We don't need to fuck around with no tube socks. So,
Practice does make perfect.
Yes, 100%. Oklahoma fisherman who thought his friend was trying to feed him to Bigfoot was convicted of murder.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, dude thought his buddy was going to feed him to Bigfoot, so he beat him to death. So I guess that's the kind of shit that happens.
So the dude that was going to get, thought he was going to get ate.
Yep. Killed his buddy.
Killed his buddy.
Because he thought he was going to try and feed him to Bigfoot.
That seems messed up.
It does seem messed up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 100%. And it's not because of Lisp. And then there was a Brazilian woman who brought her dead uncle to the bank to try and get a loan in his name before he was technically declared dead. Yes.
I seen that video.
And dude, and he's dead.
Yeah, he's, I mean, he's been dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like she's grabbing his hand, putting the pen there, and like she's trying to explain to the workers, like,
oh, he's just not well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he ain't well all right. He's fucking gone.
Weekend at Bernie's situation.
It's exactly what it was like. Yep. Yeah. It was like a Weekend at Bernie's type deal. Tanner, have you ever seen that movie? No. Weekend at Bernie's?
That'd be a good flick to watch.
Yeah, check that one out. That's a good
Weekend at Bernie's?
Yep.
Okay.
Weekend at Bernie's.
For sure.
Let's see. And then we'll do the last one. I thought this was interesting. So there's a new technology on the market. They have a new, like a Ring doorbell Jason, pay close attention here for your tech. Yeah. I know you're a big tech buff.
Oh, huge.
They have a paintball blasting home security camera. So if somebody approaches your property, your door, whatever, it will give a warning. And then the user, you know, if you're in the house, you can choose to blast them with either a paintball or a tear gas round.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I don't see any lawsuits coming out of that.
Yeah, no, no, no.
You know. No. Amazon, I got you. Oh, fuck. I don't see any problems with that at all.
I got Betty Boob sitting right underneath my mattress, so that's all I need.
Sure.
Yeah, it's a 38. Come on.
I guess I'm not
Come
sure.
on in.
I mean, I know there's porch pirates and stuff, but because I don't see the need for that. I mean, it's maybe, funny. But maybe other parts of the world, but
yeah. I mean, people who maybe live in more high crime areas, that might be
usable. Yeah.
Yeah. But still, I mean, that's a lawsuit just dragging
that. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't understand that. Why, you know, you get a guy who's trying to break into your house and he falls through your skylight and stabs himself with a knife when he's falling through.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get sued.
Yep.
No.
It's the world we live in.
I mean, not that I would ever do this, but, you know, I've heard people say, hypothetically speaking, that's why if somebody were to break into your home, again, I would never do this, and I don't recommend it.
I feel like that means that you would do this.
No, I would never do this. But most people say if somebody breaks into your house and you have to defend yourself, don't stop pulling the trigger until they stop moving. Sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's right.
Well, you know,
right.
Mm-hmm. Hypothetically speaking, of course.
Sure, absolutely. All 13 rounds. I mean, you know, or 24, depends what you're using.
Sure. Yeah. Or if you have a black rifle, so to speak, maybe you got 31.
I like it.
Yeah.
Jenna, do you have any closing thoughts?
Closing statements.
Well,
closing statements, yeah.
I mean, he was just talking about people breaking through their house, and I'm not sure if you guys have talked about it yet on this podcast.
Well, you don't listen to us?
I do. I just don't remember. But there's a thing that people can do and just, like, take over your property if they're there for long enough.
Squatters.
Yep. Right. That's the dumbest thing ever.
It is.
I've heard of it.
But that's years.
No, it's not. It's, like, maybe weeks. Yeah. Maybe.
They establish residence.
Yeah, after 30. Well,
that's considered the 3 S's then. That's shoot, shovel, and shut up.
Yeah.
No, but then you can get sued for that. For
Who's going to know?
Yeah.
They'll never know.
They'll never know.
Yeah, and then if you try to get them out of their house, it's like
you can get in trouble for
through the actual eviction process.
Yeah. Well, it's your
house. See, that shit's wrong.
Yeah.
Right. I just read an article last week about Gordon Ramsay's has some $13 million restaurant somewhere in the UK that was up for sale. So it's not abandoned, but it's not occupied because it's up for sale. Yeah. And these people moved in and started squatting, and it's theirs now. It's theirs.
No.
Yeah, that's horseshit.
But that goes back to the common sense, and I feel
right.
So much of the people in power, they forget that. The common sense is gone.
Yeah. Mm. I don't know if you want to go down that road.
No, I'm not. I mean, that's what I'm just saying. The common sense part is... We time for that. It's just...
Oh, it's the evolving door. I mean, you know, you hear the guys get the 13 OUIs or DUIs or whatever.
Correct.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, after your... The first one I can see, okay, so you get...
It happens.
It happens. All right, shit happens. Hopefully you learn your lesson. If not, the second one, we poke out an eyeball.
Ooh.
Right?
Wow.
Third one, you poke out the other eye. Now drive. Because
I have... No, don't drive.
No.
Yeah, I'd recommend against it.
Well, whatever. Now they have to get somebody to drive them. Okay. But that's what I'm saying. I'm out on the roads with my family. I don't want this drunk guy, you know.
Yeah.
Fuck. Poke your eyeball out. If you steal something, you cut a finger off. I mean,
old school.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Public execution.
Ooh. Yeah. Public stoning.
It's making a comeback.
I hope it does. I'm going to be the first one in line
to be executed.
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute.
Well, whatever. Somebody has to be a guinea pig.
Jason Little for Senate 24.
Hey, I'll change it.
Have anything?
They're spending my fucking tax money.
We missed this week that we want to touch base next week, or?
Well, next week I think we're going to go into some tribal traditions.
Ooh, yeah, tribal traditions.
So yeah, if any listeners out there have anything that they want to email us, do you have any cool traditions that you or your family do while you're traveling, or unique games that you play while you're road tripping, or? Anything like that, or even if it's a funny story that happened while you were traveling, something crazy that happened, email us, let us know, hicks@talesfromthehicks.com, and we'll discuss our own
tradition
stories on that line, and we can discuss any of your emails as well.
Absolutely.
That happened to play into that.
Yeah. Any, even if it's not a travel tradition.
Anything, yes, by all means. We love email.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's do you like us?
Part. It's my favorite part.
Yeah. Do you like us? Do you hate us? Do you want to tell us to fuck off?
Yes.
We take all comers and come on all takers. So please email us. Let us know your thoughts, your feelings.
Is there
anything
they should do?
Yeah. Don't forget to smash that like button.
Yes.
There it is.
And then share with everybody you know, and especially the ones you don't.
Yes.
And subscribe. That helps a lot too with the different things. Speaking of subscribers.
Don't forget to give us a 4-star rating.
Yep. Or
five would be nice too.
Yep.
5-star, yeah.
Overachiever.
He's getting close.
Speaking of subscribers and streamings, though, I want to go over some of these stats. So Eau Claire is finally taken back over as the top city. But
hey, way to go, guys.
Seoul, South Korea is number two.
Mm-hmm. Really? So
I would be intrigued to have...
we would love to get some emails from... people that are listening around the world.
I was talking to somebody this week about that, how Seoul, South Korea, why we're big. And actually, from what I found out, was Seoul is like one of the largest audiences for podcasts. But there's also a, I don't know if it's an Air Force base, some kind of military base, a U.S. military base. So I don't know if it's something to do with that. Bulgaria, Bangladesh, Germany, United Kingdom, South Africa, Canada, and Japan now as well.
Hey,
what happened to you guys talking to your South America contact to get that pumped up?
What's he doing?
I gotta get a message out to him.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I thought you did.
That's the only continent other than Antarctica.
Australia.
The only continent
that we don't.
We have Europe, Asia, Africa. We don't have any Oceania.
What about Australia?
No, nope. That is Oceania.
Yeah.
Oh.
And then no South America. So. You guys need to step up your game.
Mario.
Yeah, I just like their picture. They're at a concert or something. Yeah. What the hell?
Hey, do you think they could send us something weird from that country?
I'm sure they could.
Like a food or, maybe they can't send food.
Yeah, I don't know.
Food might be a little tough.
You know, frozen. It takes a long time to get.
But how do they say I don't want it hot?
That's good. Or fresh.
Yeah, hot or fresh.
Too bad.
Or candy. Maybe some weird candy that they got.
I do like their
different candy.
Chocolate covered espresso beans.
Those are actually crickets, but that's cool.
Reese's peanut butter cups. Hey, maybe somebody could send us Reese's peanut butter cups.
From the Hershey Company.
Right out of the refrigerator.
I am running low on dumplings, so maybe Skeeter can get back on top of
dumplings.
That.
Yeah. Oh, that didn't take us long. I got home and they were gone. Yep. They didn't last long at that house.
I froze a couple. I froze four and kept two to eat right away.
I didn't even read in.
Yeah, he got home. Me and him had about two each, and the other two went in somewhere else.
Yep.
And then later they came out into the bucket.
Yeah.
Diced and sliced.
And just take us to the last closing up stuff. Go to our website, talesfromhicks.com. We got t-shirts. We got the I Hit That t-shirt now from last week's episode.
Oh, talking about, I got this sweatshirt from.
You got the hoodie.
I got the hoodie. Nice. And I got the
Real Men Do It in a Bucket
t-shirt. Yeah. I just got that yesterday, matter of fact.
See, so you like the mail.
A man?
It came in the mail.
Amazon?
Yeah. That didn't come from Amazon.
No, I don't think so. And if it did, we're really blew up.
Okay, well, whatever. I don't know. However that shit works. I got it.
Lacey did it for me and it showed up. That's all.
Yeah, Lacey did it for me. Thanks, Lacey.
It looks good on you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think next week we'll look forward to the travel traditions, more emails.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Or airplane stories, whatever. That's good.
Oh, I was thinking about a trip that I had where I was coming back from New York. That was my airplane story. I'm trying to remember to tell you. But otherwise, you guys all have a good week.
You joined the Mile High Club by yourself?
Who's the guy in first class?
Okay, never mind. Cliffhanger.
Oh, it was a cliffhanger, all right.
You got pretty quiet.
So listen next week.
Tune in then. For the rest. Yep.
All right. You guys have a good week.
Yeah.
You too.
Adios.
Bye.